Welcome to the new. Every experience with God's Word promises to be refreshing and transformational. Receive today's message with high expectations as it brings power, light, and a fresh anointing to your life.
Psalm 16 says, lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. A line is filled with so many things. Glory to God. This heritage is awesome. Hallelujah. I'm not here to take your time. I love being practical when it comes to demonstrations and manifestations of the gift of the Spirit of God. And if you are not tired, God is not tired of using anyone. What I saw before while I was praying for this meeting at the Pastor, I saw a commissioning. And if you can put your body together, because you see, one of the enemy of the move of the Spirit is tiredness. God wants to move, but your body is so tired. But you see, he can decide to say, do you know what? I'm still available, Lord. If we are not tired, God is not tired of pouring. Lift your hand one more time. My assignment this evening is not to minister to you, so to say. It's for you to minister. And there are two ways. The Lord of Ephesians said, he talked about the fact that we're not to just consume, you know, consumer Christian. No, we are to equip people to release. This thing is not for certain people. It's for everyone that's under this anointing called the supernatural. This grace is available for you. In other words, wherever you find yourself, the thing, the supernatural can walk through you. It can use your personality. It can use your person. It can use your strength and be a blessing to other people. Rata kalabaha. I remember there was a time, sometime in 1999 or thereabout, we used to have this thing, what they call Variety Night. And so it was a vigil. And in that vigil, what we usually do at Variety Night is we give room for people to minister. People just come, word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Everybody be just coming out, and they encourage us to come out and just say whatever is in your heart. And in that meeting, I was an usher standing. People had been, they've been going out, say this, they give word of knowledge. But I was where I was, and I kept hearing my spirit, it's time for another level. But I couldn't say it. On that level of demonstration, but I couldn't say it. I was an usher, I was afraid, but somehow I summoned courage. I just went out and I took the mic and I said, I feel the Lord says that is a time for demonstration. And the pastor stood up, our pastor then Pastor Lan, he stood up and he said, that is it. And when he said that is the old place, turn around as an usher. I was an usher when I was standing as an usher, and I remembered I just knew who to go up next. I just knew who to go up next. Talking about going to the pulpit. Who is coming up next? Who is coming up next? It was strange. I was looking, but I just knew, and the person would go up. And just the person would go up. Then I started feeling, you know, somehow. So after service, I walked up to the pastor and said, this is what happened to me. And he laughed. He said, you're probably called to ministry. Why am I saying this? Wherever you are, you can minister. It's not for pastors alone. Glory to God. My topic is how to operate in the supernatural. How to operate in the supernatural. Oh, glory. Somebody here, the prophetic utterance upon your life will go to another level. I shared with you last time that this thing, I remembered my dad. I was praying and I saw my dad being arrested. I saw him, you know, prayer. I just saw a picture of him being arrested. And I walk up to him and I said, I saw an envelope being handed over to you. Once these things are handed over to you, then I saw police coming to arrest you. And he said, really? And he just, and he walked up. I never knew you kept it. Fast forward to weeks later, about 2 weeks later, somebody walked up to him and I was going to give him an envelope. And he was going to collect it at work. Then he remembered what I said to him and said, thank you. 2 days after, all of them were arrested. He was the only one. Since that time when I said, I saw, you see, that thing is meant to work everywhere. Husband and wife are meant to see. You're meant to see over your children. You're meant to see where school is concerned. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You're meant to see where, oh, tomorrow there's a business coming up. Glory to God. You may be seated for a while. Let me show you scripture. Acts chapter 13. Give me TPT. Acts 13, give me TPT. Let me show you some scripture. Give me TPT. See, in the church at Antioch, there were a number of prophets and teachers, including Barnabas, Simeon from Niger, Lucius, and others. Look at verse 2. While they were worshiping as priests before the Lord in prayer and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, I have called Barnabas and Saul to an important work for me. Now release them to go and fulfill it, right? Go to verse 6. From there, they crossed the island as far as Paphos, where they encountered, look at what they see. Barnabas, they left for their ministry. They encountered a Jewish false prophet, a sorcerer named Elymas, who also went by the name of Son of Jesus. Please mark these things. Next verse. He had gained influence as a spiritual advisor to the regional governor. Sergius Paulus, considered by many to be a wise and intelligent leader. Please look at the scripture. Before, it was talking about Elymas, right? Then he moved to Sergius Paulus, and he said this Sergius Paulus, he was the governor at that time, and he said this guy is intelligent and he's wise. He's wise, he's smart. The governor requested a meeting with Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the message of God's word. See where I'm going to. Next verse. But Elymas, whose name means sorcerer, stood up against them and tried to prevent the governor from believing their message. The first thing is, they said this guy was a false prophet, but this guy has gained influence and he had access to the governor's house. What is a sorcerer doing with the governor that is intelligent? So when we're talking about the spiritual and supernatural, we need to wake up. In the governor's house, there's a sorcerer there advising the governor on what to do. The governor has a certificate, he's intelligent, yet he needs a spiritual backup. Are you guys with me now? Reverend Victor was talking about that river of, you know, Ogudia or whatever they call it. Okija, right? He was talking about that. This is what I'm saying now. The spiritual is not just with Christians alone. The top places, the business, the spiritual works there too. They need the power. And sorcerer gain influence. Meaning that for years, every decision made by the government had a touch of the wicked one there. But look at what happened when Paul and Silas got there. The guy even wanted to hear the message. The governor wanted to hear the message. But this Elymas came out and said, no. And look at what happened. And stood up against them and tried to prevent the governor from believing their message. You've been trying to submit proposals. You've been trying to get into that place. Something is blocking it. Someone somewhere is telling the governor something else. But this guy, next verse. Saul, also known as Paul, stared into his eyes and rebuked him. Now look at what happened. Filled with the Holy Spirit, he said, "You son of the devil, you are full of every form of fraud and deceit and an enemy of all that is right. When will you stop preventing the truth of God into lies?" Next verse. At this very moment, the end of God's judgment comes down upon you and you'll be blind. So blind, you won't even be able to see the light of the sun. And as Paul spoke those words, a shadow wheel, mist, and darkness came over the sorcerer, leaving him blind and groping about, begging someone to lead him around by the hand. So what happened? So let's put it. Paul and Silas, normal guy, Christian, believers, they were in the house with the government. The sorcerer was there. And they're trying to present their case. And it was being blocked. And Paul, did not go, "Oosh, oosh, oosh. I sense you are demonic." Please get what I'm saying. Because most times, when we talk about the spirituals, we limit it to pastors and church. It's governor's house. It wasn't dramatic. It wasn't go, "Ooh, I sense in my spirit." He just stood there. The writer was the one that told us that this guy was filled with the Spirit, because the writer was from the same family. He understands when somebody is filled up with the Holy Ghost. Not now, if the writer wasn't there, or if the writer wasn't born again, the writer would have just said, "Paul just spoke to that guy." In other words, and what happened there, it wasn't just a speaking. The gift of the Spirit was a manifestation. He saw revelation and a decree. Not that we can be as normal. Be normal. Be in a gathering. And things were going on. And you switch. You don't have to go. No, you just switch. Paul didn't pray in tongues for hours before he switched. Paul didn't have to say before he switched. He was there. But he perceived in his heart something is wrong with this guy. And immediately he did that. The Bible said the governor believed. Jesus said, there's a generation until they see signs and wonders, they will not believe. So, who will manifest these gifts and signs and wonders? We, believers. At workplace. At home. With your children. I do tell my children, "You see, there's nothing you do that I will not know. I will know. Because I will actually know. Come and say, "I'm supernatural." Say again, "I'm supernatural." What am I saying here? There's a way we use words, and in a way, we don't use the word for its actual meaning. We use it for, maybe because of our background or whatever it is, we give a different definition to a word. One of those words is supernatural. So when I say supernatural, when you go to and say supernatural, an image comes to our mind. Most times, those images are formed based on previous experiences or things we have seen. So when we say supernatural, somebody can see, they can see a movie where thunder is flowing. And so, it must be supernatural. Supernatural doesn't have to be dramatic. It can, but it doesn't have to be dramatic. It is not spectacular. It is not that I want to come down here and instead of going through the steps, I just said to walk. Yes, I've heard people that had that experience before. Yeah, real life. You know, walking and they went back. Now, if God wants to do that, yes, he will do that. But you see, Supernatural simply means beyond the natural. Beyond the natural. Some things are natural with us. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when we're talking about operating the supernatural, first of all, we need to understand what supernatural means. It means beyond the natural. That means I can be natural, supernatural. It doesn't make me... some people can be weird and try to show people that they are supernatural. I remember the first time I fasted for 7 days without water, without food. And I was coming. You see, I was expecting that as I'm meeting people on the way, you know, I don't know if you've been there, that look of people just look at you and say, wow, something. It was hunger. I'm telling you, I got to the street, my legs were shaking, you know. Then the first person that came to me, I said, Eddie, what's wrong with you? He didn't pay me. You know. Because some people, when they want to say supernatural happens, but they just go. Sorry, because the man is supernatural. No. Revito came in. If Revito had not ministered to us, you will meet him outside. He may even be buying Bolly. He may be buying Bolly and is with that anointing. Jesus was at the well. He stood there. The woman did not recognize anything. There was nothing to say, oh, there's something. No, it was natural with him to be supernatural. But you see, when we have a counter with words, we will place ourselves. When Paul and Silas, Barnabas entered that place, they did not try to do anything. But when they started talking, we know where this one is from. That is why sometimes when I see some dramatic, I love them. Like I told them something in church. You see, our background sometimes, praise God. If you come from a background where from a polygamous family, real one, not this generation that is promiscuous, the real polygamy, you know, where the wives they will send panda to your family, poison each other and stuff like that. If you come from that place and you give your life to Christ, there is every tendency to see enemy in the Bible every time. I'm telling you. There's every tendency. Have you noticed something? Let me just say this in person. Have you noticed something? That most of us African, most of the songs that we receive, they are songs of war. Most of songs that get us high, they are songs. If I sing right now, if I say, okay, open the eyes of my Lord, you will move. You will just, oh, Father. But when I say, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, you will see the way you are jumping, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah. Do you know why? Our background, it has to be war. It has to be war. It's not, praise God. Thank God for Kenneth Egino. There's some tongue, frenos, frente, frenos, kifala, infrotokuti, muelara. When, do I go, kapwa, kuku, 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 hey! Are you getting what I'm saying now? Because of our background. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Our background. So even God understands. So when he's communicating to us, if God does not put power or fire or war in our communication, koti wole. Are you getting what I'm saying now? But we are supernatural. Some say I'm supernatural. Say again, I'm supernatural. So what does it mean? Supernatural simply means being beyond the natural. Two things. Number one, the Word and the Spirit. Living by the Word and by the Spirit. Living by the Word and by John 6, Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are life and they are spirit. The moment you start speaking God's Word, you are supernatural. The moment you live by the word, You are supernatural. It doesn't have to be dramatic. You don't have to explain. If you're living by the word, you're supernatural. Because it is not natural to do certain things of the word. Let me give you an example. In the word, let's break the word down. The word you call the promise of the word, the person of the word, and the principle of the word. You see, the promises are the one that we are used to. All the promises in scripture, you are the head and not the tail. So we declare them. You see, that is why sometimes you pick a scripture, by his stripes, you are healed. Somebody else picked Dalaquin. I think I'm saying, both of you are healed. I mean, you're going through, and somebody picked Dalaquin. You pick, by his stripes, you are healed. You see, both of you will get the same result. You even get your result faster. Not just faster, you get it. Your own will last more than the Dalaquin. The word of God, because it's supernatural. If you put it, the promises of the scripture in your spirit, in your body, they will work. They work for natural things. The word scripture can change natural situations. So if I take the promise of the scripture and I start declaring them, I'm engaging in the supernatural. If I start declaring them, I'm engaging the supernatural. I'm living by the supernatural. Those are the promises. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Then we have the person of the word, which is Jesus, the living word. At the mention of his name, you see, there are certain things that happen. Even I've seen people, I mean, Pastor Lau was sharing his experience where when he was in an accident, that even a man with turban shouted Jesus. They know. I've had that experience too. I was on my way to Abeokuta for Kingswood. We're having the word wave. And then I just heard in my spirit that this bus is going to have an accident. I was at the back. Just the bus going to have an accident. So I was trying to say, okay, what will I do? This bus, based on what I heard, what will I do? Before I said, pam, the back tire, and I was sitting at that side. The back tire went out, and the driver was struggling. Eventually parked. When he parked, while the car was struggling, this man was a, you know, a Muslim when you see them. He was shouting Jesus. Even me that owns the Jesus, I was calm. But the guy was shouting Jesus. Now, after the driver finished everything, we all now looked at him. Ah, said, Ewo, Ntuba say, Tumak Banila Makbeu. This time around, Tumak Banila Makbeu. Praise God. So, the name of Jesus is supernatural. That is why when you mention the name, listen to me, sickness can leave the body. You can't explain it. You can't explain it. It's not natural to say in the name of Jesus, be healed and you are healed. It cannot be explained by the natural circumstances. So when I'm living by the person of Jesus, mention the name. Then the one I want to bring is the principle of the word. Oh my God. There are principles in the Bible that when you apply them, you become ordinary, extraordinary. Jesus said, if your righteousness, he said, if you greet them that greet you, send them, what difference is your righteousness? In other words, love walk makes you extraordinary. Are you getting what I'm saying now? When I'm walking in love, I'm living a supernatural. Hey, somebody with me now. No, no, it is not natural to love. It takes supernatural to love. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So when I decide to walk out of offense, I'm living a supernatural lifestyle. The principle of the scripture. So if I take a principle of giving, for example, it is not natural to give. Oh, like the evidence say, telling you that you have, even you as a believer, you know what I'm talking about, that you have planned the money and you have prayed for the money. You pray for God now, supply the money. The money now enter your account. That is when the thing that you're meant to do 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago will not come to your mind. To not take tithe. I understand sometimes when people don't pay tithe. Because to take that 10%, you are seeing reducing. It takes a supernatural person to live the principle of the word. Many principles in the Bible. The principles of honor. I was explaining something to them in church. I said, listen to me. You see, it is easy for you to honor someone that is doing well. Very easy. If you are getting results, everybody will honor you. You don't need to say, honor me. If somebody park, all of you are with your fine car, somebody park private jet there, and walk into this place, the honor you will give to him. Have you noticed that when you are entering your SAV, if you have no car, the gate man may not recognize you. You have to explain yourself. Who are you? But if you are coming, you can rank at the end. Why? Because we honor tangibility. But the supernatural is saying that without the tangible, we go. Oh, yeah. Honor means you understand. You have come to understand what this person stands beyond the tangible. Living by the principles in the Word of God. So when I'm saying, oh, I'm living a supernatural lifestyle, it's not dramatic. I don't wake up like Dr. K said that, oh, let's propose in tongues. And he said, no. So I'm supernatural. Easy to me. Living by the scripture, you are supernatural. Some say, I'm supernatural. Has anybody believed God for something, you got the result? Anybody here? You actually release your faith and you got the result. Then you are supernatural. You believe God for a pair of socks. You believe God for your health. You believe God for your car. You believe God for that business. What are you doing? You are living beyond the natural. It is not natural to live by that kind of faith. Oh, glory to God. Someone say, I'm supernatural. The other aspect is the spirit. That's where being led by the Spirit of God is concerned. Being led by the Spirit of God. Hold on for me. Come on, say, I'm led by the Holy Ghost. Say again, I'm led by the Holy Ghost. Say again, I'm led by the Holy Ghost. Do you know it's not natural to be led by the Holy Ghost? That everybody's sitting down there and the Holy Ghost is telling you, take left. You know, I went again admission to run a program in UI, distant learning. And they said, oh, we're going to take the campus away from UI to a particular place. And they took us to that place. When we got to that place, it was a Friday. They said, we have to get accommodation. And so we're looking for accommodation. So we got a place. And we're going to pay the next day. We're meant to pay the next day for the place. And I remembered, I woke up that morning. I just felt, mm-mm. So I put the money on the table. I followed the other people to look for the accommodation. And when we got there, they said, we are paying for this. I said, the Holy Ghost told me not to pay for that place. And they laughed. They laughed. I felt, you know that feeling? And the pastor, they didn't know I was a pastor, but because I told them. So what happened? That was Friday. By Monday, the announcement came that everyone should move out to the main campus. They've not gotten their money today. They've not gotten their money today. What happened? I engage supernatural. It doesn't have to be what? Dramatic. Being led by the Spirit of God. Knowing what to do at the right time. However, night there was a business. The person called. So everything had been settled. Just to make payment and we start the work. The first day, we'll get back to you. Second day, we'll get back to you. Third day, we're about going out. We just pause. Said, this we're getting back to you. So let's do something. Let's break bread. And we broke bread. And as we are going, the woman said, I've paid your money, 400,000 plus. Check the account you sent to me. We sent the account 2 weeks before. What happened? We engaged the supernatural. Can we stand up on our feet and pray the Holy Ghost?
Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Say, I'm supernatural. I'm supernatural. Come on, just pray in the Holy Ghost a little. Nasikari da balodoko so salada barayasa. We're supernatural. We're supernatural. We're supernatural. This is our heritage. This is our heritage. The color of our blood is supernatural. This is who we are. This is our heritage. Zakatabaro dodo bokoso talada bayasa. Andarikoso patala da bagasu sela da baraganasha. Kandezabroto sokotala badasha tabayaha. In the name of Jesus.
We hope you were greatly blessed by today's message because God still has so much He wants to share with you. So stay connected every week to experience uplifting and life-changing moments in His presence.